Welcome to the Food and Drug Administration's Drug Safety Update. I'm Pat Clark from FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. On January 16, 2008, we issued a public health advisory titled Etetate Disodium, marketed as end-rate and generic products. There have been cases where children and adults have died when they were mistakenly given etetate disodium instead of etetate calcium disodium, also known as calcium disodium versinate, or when etetate disodium was used for chelation therapies and other uses that are not approved by the FDA. FDA has not approved etetate disodium or etetate calcium disodium for any other uses, such as the removal of heavy metals from the blood and the treatment of heart disease, specifically coronary artery disease, commonly referred to as chelation therapies. These two drugs have very similar names and are commonly referred to only as EDTA. As a result, the two products are easily mistaken for each other when prescribing, dispensing, and administering them. Because of these safety concerns, FDA is reviewing the benefit-risk profile of etetate disodium to determine if the benefits for its intended use continue to outweigh the serious risks. FDA is issuing this advisory to highlight important safety considerations for hospitals, pharmacies, and healthcare providers until the ongoing evaluation of the risk and benefits of etetate disodium is complete. FDA will determine further regulatory action, such as labeling changes or continued marketing of the drug, once we complete our evaluation of the safety and efficacy of etetate disodium. To hear the full public health advisory, listen to part two of this broadcast. We urge healthcare providers and patients to report serious side effects that may be associated with the use of disodium etetate and etetate calcium disodium to us at the FDA's MedWatch Adverse Event Reporting Program by phone at 1-800-FDA-1088 or by the internet at fda.gov/medwatch.